still on
or next month because we've missed two of them because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I really need that.
Is this an updated one or?
I really need
it's a different company. No, the same oxygen
yeah,
did the cut.
I wouldn't have a problem with
oxygen.
Number,
did,
okay. Your agenda and,
so.
Like I said, I
think yeah, that was the
make some of that a little less specific.
It gets outdated. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And they're fun to do. Sure. They're always
really hello, great. Mike.
Yeah.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Greg Mattingly.
Here.
Deborah Kraft.
Here.
Dave Drobish.
Here.
Brazelle Taylor. Brazelle Taylor. Lloyd Holman.
Here.
Bill Oliver.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Yep, quorum present.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of our prior meeting?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Dave Drobish. Dave Drobish.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Is Brazelle Taylor present? Motion carries.
Motion to approve the claims.
So move.
There a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Dave Drobish. Dave Drobish.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Circuit Clerk, anything to report?
No report.
Judge Weber?
Briefly, Mr. Chairman, we have had 2 months of jury trials, and I'm pleased to report that we've interviewed jurors afterwards and none had any complaints about the accommodations we gave to them. In fact, Judge Geisler's trial, one juror said that in deliberations and they used the courtroom, they felt as safe as they'd felt for weeks. So we've had no problems with that. The only thing is we did send out 150 summonses and ended up with 71 jurors. A lot of people called in with health concerns and others had just gone back to work. And so we've been generous in deferring those people. So probably 2 or 3 trials per month. We did 1 in July, 2 in August. 2 or 3 is probably the most we can do. Probably no civil trials until after the first of the year. And I would defer to the circuit clerk and our technology specialist that the conversion from Tyler back to Gooden, I think, has gone well, and the mood in the courthouse is a lot lighter. Courtroom is running much more efficiently. That's all I have.
That's great. Mr. Berger?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to report, last time at Justice, I talked about the funding we received from the state of Illinois. We were able to, I received confirmation this morning, able to convert all of our salary subsidy positions to grants and aid. So this is the very first time that I consider full funding. So in my allocation letter that I received, we're going to receive $263,944 more for this fiscal year. So presenting the budget in September, it's a lot better than what it was going to be.
That is awesome.
It's very good news.
Yep, yep.
We're very fortunate.
Good job.
Awesome. Yeah.
Emergency management, anything?
Hello. I submitted a report for us, just kind of giving a rundown of what we're going through in the EMA office thanks to COVID. We're hosting 3 EOC meetings a week because our numbers had snapped back up. We had cut back to 1 every 2 weeks, so we're meeting more often with the rise in our numbers. Those calls have City of Decatur and county stakeholders. We're working on providing personal protective equipment to various entities, and we have a stockpile of about 30 days. We are able to request a limited number of things from IEMA, and we're doing so, but it's based on a burn rate of how much you use is how much you can request. So we work closely with our local response agencies, the medical community, long-term health care, trying to make sure, and all of our county offices, when they need supplies, they reach out, and we're trying to help them with having and obtaining the items they need. We're seeking public assistance from FEMA for the COVID response. So I'm going to be asking that all county offices that have incurred any kind of expense for personal protective measures, that they submit their receipts and justification. And that would be things like personal protective equipment, masks, sanitizers, if they spend it out of their own budget to do so. A lot of things I know came from PBC, so I'm not sure how many of our actual county offices would have costs like that, but some may have them, and they fall under the county umbrella. We've already met the minimum, so we would just be able to roll those in. We get a 75% return on it. We're responsible for a 25% match. Let's see. We're working on an alternate housing plan with the health department. That had previously been a challenge when NYMA asked us to procure alternate housing in case we had COVID-positive patients in the county that needed someplace to go. Everybody was like, oh, we want you to rent for 3 months at $150,000. It was quite sticker shock, and we did not have budget for that. So we had a plan in place, but not executable. The health department was able to obtain funding for contact tracing, and within those monies, they were allowed to use it for alternate housing. They've hired a person to handle the wraparound services and the administration. So that has taken the load off. They've also identified places that are willing to take people in. So I'm very pleased with that. That's now going to be a requirement for our emergency operations plan when we get it submitted in January for reapproval. We're doing outreach to the municipalities looking for unmet needs. And we've faced a hard reset with IEMA. Our plan is due biennially, and usually it's due in March for an approval in July. They've now made it so all 102 counties are due in January. That part is a little bit problematic because we have three additional plans that are due with it, a continuity of operations, a continuity of government, a long-term recovery, and the alternative housing. None of those were previously a part of our accreditation and renewal process. They are now, and they are required under the administrative code. I'm working on those. I don't anticipate any problems with getting them submitted. It's just a lot of extra. But along with that, they gave us also a hard reset on our exercise cycle, which is to exercise 32 core capabilities with a full-scale exercise in 4 years. Our four-year period was going to end in 2022, and that will now be extended to 2025. So I am pleased with that portion. And we can use COVID as part of that. We'll get credit for what we turn in on that. And I think I've about covered all of it. Yeah, that pretty much covers it. I'm writing an after-action report, even though we're not done with COVID, and an improvement plan to identify what capabilities have been used in the county, communications, mass casualty, the housing aspect, and then what we could do better on, what we did well on, and an improvement plan on what we are going to improve on, who's responsible for it, and an end date. And that's probably all I have for now.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions?
I don't have a question, but I just want Tammy to know that we appreciate the hard work you've done. I know what you've been going through. And I really don't, but I understand what you've been going through, and I think you're doing a fantastic job. Brandy Binkley as well, and the folks at the health department, and I try to tell them as often as I can how much they're appreciated. So thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Public Building Commission, anything to report?
No report.
Anyone from the public defender? No. Sheriff?
Yes. What I have is one resolution. It's approving the intergovernmental agreement for the Sheriff's Office in the village of Long Creek, something that we've always had for quite some years as far as the that agreement. The only thing that's changed in this one here is the dispatching fees, that we will no longer be responsible for those, or that we'll actually get reimbursed from the village of Long Creek. That's what I have in the resolution, and I guess once you guys get done with this, then I have a couple other things I wanted to just give you guys some news on as far as with the Sheriff's Office.
And the only change is to our favor with the dispatching fees.
Exactly.
From the ones we've had in the past.
Yes.
All right.
I move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Dave Drobish.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
The other information I wanted to give, that we've just sent out the RFPs for our medical services in our jail. As we know, Crossings has always provided those services. They're going to, we're not going to renew the contract. Actually, they're going to pull out. And their last day of services is October the 6th as far as providing services. So we do have RFP out in order to continue those services, which is required by state statute in order for us to do. Don't know exactly how much that's going to cost us. I don't believe we'll have all those numbers back or what have you by time of a full board here. So I'm just kind of let you guys know that. Also wanted to guys give you some good news as far as our federal detainees. Those numbers are up. We have 68 in our facility. So that's always good as far as our general funding.
Do you also have a resolution regarding
the
firearm lease
yes,
for the range?
Yes. So what this is our range that we've had since Lassie was a puppy. Since I've been with the Sheriff's Office, and well beyond, on Hillvetty Road, there's going to be some improvements. Yeah, nobody's ever known Lassie as a puppy. So,
I wondered if that's where it was.
Yeah, so they're actually going to do some improvements out there, and a lot of that work is actually going to be done by County Highway as well to remove some trees and actually make it to where we actually have a rifle range where we can actually do that.
Has it been entirely pistol in the past?
Yes. And we've had some, but not anything from a rifle from a distance. It's always been maybe at the most 75 yards or what have you. And this here will significantly change that.
Nice. All right, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Can we clarify? We've got two motions, our two resolutions out there he talked about. We didn't vote on the first, so is this on the second one or the first one?
I thought we did vote on the first.
Yeah, we did vote on the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So this is just the second.
You're right. I'm sorry.
All right. Roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Dave Drobish. Dave Drobish. Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Dave Drobish. Motion carries.
Thank you. State's Attorney.
Mr. Chairman, I have just one resolution before the committee this afternoon. It is a motion
it's a resolution for the state's attorney to have authorization to dispose of some surplus equipment, various computer equipment that we've identified as either obsolete or broken.
I'd entertain a motion.
So move.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Greg Mattingly.
Aye.
Deborah Cry.
Aye.
Dave Drobish.
Aye.
Roselle Taylor. Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I do have a question. Is your office happier now that we're back to the old type of software utilized and rid of Tyler?
Much.
And how are you on the staffing now? Have you replaced one of the people you're down? Are you going to leave it blank and go into the budget? Or
we're down three attorneys at this point. There are so many open prosecutor positions in the state, and nobody wants to come to Decatur for what we're paying. So it's difficult. But we're getting by. People are picking up the slack and getting things done, but it can't go on that way forever.
Thank you. Did you have any contacts regarding citizens' remarks or anything? Okay. There's no old business. Anyone have any old business? Any new business? No need for closed session. We'll stand adjourned.